Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you as excited about the NFL schedule being out as I am?
Sure, Paul. Yeah, it's a great season of NFL football. I mean, it's a schedule. What does it really mean, Paul? I mean, the Steelers are going to play some football games against football teams. I mean, yeah, of course, that's exciting because it reminds you that the season is coming. But as we know, we don't know how good these teams are going to be. We don't know what's going to happen from now to training camp. Even with a team like the Steelers, like, is a guy like Pat Freiermuth healthy and can he be a contributor immediately? You know, can Ben Roethlisberger do it one more year? Does the defense have the things that it needs? Can the offensive line survive and thrive, losing Villanueva and some other pieces, right? So, I mean, yeah, seeing the schedule is cool and seeing some of the matchups is cool. You can go through and look at the Patriots taking on Tom Brady coming back into Foxborough, Brady coming back with a Super Bowl championship, going back into there and what that would be like. Yeah, of course. And, you know, Falcons-Eagles interest me because it's always a fun Atlanta-Philly matchup. And, you know, yeah, I mean, there's some interesting matchups, but we also know, Paul, that we won't know how interesting these matchups are until they happen because today something's a marquee matchup. By week 7, who knows what it'll be. And then, by the way, we got this whole week 17 thing that we're trying to figure out. So what does it all look like? Who knows? But, yeah, it is kind of fun seeing the schedule drop a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was going to ask you, I mean, you're kind of a Georgia, Atlanta area kind of guy. Is SEC football actually bigger than the Falcons down there?
Well, it's interesting. It depends on who you ask and what part of the state you're in. Like, if you're in metro Atlanta, no, it's the Falcons because it is different. But if you're in other parts of Atlanta, it could be definitely more. I mean, the state is definitely a UGA SEC state. And two, as people know, the SEC championships have been there for a long time. I mean, well, we assume they're still going to be there based upon this last voting law. They might not stay there. We don't know that yet. But, you know, for the last, 10, 15 years, the SEC football championship has been there. Of course, that's the crowning jewel of the SEC, as well as the College Football Hall of Fame is right downtown. So it is definitely a college football town, but it really depends on who you ask. And to take it a little level deeper, if it's African-American people, they may more likely lean towards the Falcons and the pro team versus if you ask our Caucasian brothers and sisters, depending on where they're from and their background, they may lean more towards the SEC. So, make a long story short, definitely some context there, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the thing about it is Atlanta seems to be a town where there's a lot of transplants there, right? I mean, there's a lot of people.
Well, listen, it's warm. It's a great place to live. There are a bunch of pretty women and opportunities. And, you know, if you're into that, there's pretty men as well. So there's a bunch of beautiful people and have a lot going for them. And it is a widespread out place where people really for the last 50 years have decided, hey, if I don't like it in, Pittsburgh, I'm going to go move to Atlanta. If I don't like it in Cleveland, I'm going to go move to Atlanta. If I don't like it wherever I am, I'm going to move to Atlanta. So absolutely, you do have a lot of transient people who have carried their fandoms from New York and Philadelphia, which is why I mentioned that Falcons-Eagles matchup, just because there's a lot of Philly transplants there. Because, I mean, who really wants to live in Philadelphia? But I'm just kidding. But seriously, with that, you're always going to have a lot of fans for the opposing teams because, well, Atlanta is probably one of the few cities in America that has a fan bar for every NFL franchise.
You know, I mean, I think that's a big thing. Like, you see a lot of different if you think about it, when you have a city like that, in some of those cities in the South where there's a lot of people that are transplanted, it's tough for the home team to, you know, have the same kind of fan base as a place like here where, you know, people have lived here their own, you know, the overwhelming majority of people have lived here their whole entire life.
Well, also, too, I mean, the Steelers were founded in, what, 1936, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, the fact that I know that is telling because I wouldn't have known that until I moved to Pittsburgh, because you see it places, right? So, I mean, this is a city, not only have people lived here their whole lives, but it's generational deep. The Falcons didn't come around until 1966. The Steelers have a 30-year advantage. The Browns were literally one of the first football teams that the National Football League was formed in Akron, right? Like, literally, like in Canton, excuse me, as the National Football League was formed at the dinner meeting there, right? So you're talking about mothers who have daughters and granddaughters who came up, fathers who it's now 3-4 generations deep of Steeler fandom, and quite honestly, since the 70s, the Steelers have been pretty good. I mean, they had that great run in the 70s when the steel mills were going down and people were really sad and a lot of men were out of work and the women had to work and people were getting ridiculed for it, right? And then you have this football team with these really tough, bad, bleak dudes that represented the city. And it matters. And to this day, that is passed down. The Falcons just have not gained that kind of traction in Atlanta for a lot of different reasons. Also, as I mentioned, and I kind of danced around it, but there's also some heavy racial elements, too, that have become involved over the years with how the black population in the city has felt neglected by the sports franchises and by where the teams have built their stadiums. And there's a lot of conflict that has really gone on since the mid-60s, that never gets contextually added to these conversations that really need to be added. Because, yeah, it's hard to gain a fan base in a heavy black-populated city when the black people don't feel you treat them right.
Well, I mean, that's obviously a big issue. Then if that's, you know, if that's going on, that's obviously a big problem. And you'd think that whoever runs the franchise is smart enough to figure out you better get that you better get that population on your side in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, and listen, I will give Arthur Blank credit. One of the things he did was when he first was rolling, had the $100 season ticket, got people in. And on the other side of it is there's not a city in America that has more black season ticket holders. Pretty much there's more black season ticket holders in Atlanta than every other city combined just because of the population. There's more black women season ticket holders in Atlanta than anywhere else. And that is a real thing. Like, those sisters are going there buying those tickets. So it's there, but you have to keep growing it. And it takes time. And also, too, racial healing takes time. It doesn't happen overnight, even in a city like Atlanta that has been a beacon of light for progression. Because you still have a state that is Georgia. And it's a real thing. So there's a lot of different factors that play into it, Paul, that don't quite play the same in Pittsburgh, whereas Pittsburgh, at least if a black or brown athlete performs well, people will adore them, i.e. the love you still have for Roberto Clemente and so on down the line with Willie Stargell and then going to the Steelers for Nigel Green and all the way through, it's been different. So that stuff matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that, you know, that's a big part of it. Really in just about every city, but especially in a city that's, you know, that's got one of the largest populations percentage wise of black folks of any city in the country.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, And it's a really difficult thing to say because, you know, shockingly, Paul, you know, you may be surprised, but there are people in this city who think I hate white people. And I don't. It's not true. I don't know why they would think that. And actually, it's very insulting because I don't hate white people. I really, truly care about people. However, I do talk about the racism because it's a real thing. And it directly correlates to sports as much as we don't want the political stuff to be involved with sports. You can't eliminate the politics of sports when the stadiums are built on taxpayer dollars. You can't eliminate the politics from sports when we refer to the teams as public trust. It can't be both. And these are hard conversations to have because it goes way beyond the national narrative. Oh, Atlanta people don't care about sports. No, people in Atlanta care about sports. But we also want to be respected and valued. And also, I mean, Atlanta teams hadn't won anything. You had the Braves win the championship in 95. You had the Atlanta United win a championship. And you don't have any legacy. You don't have anything to really bank on. The Falcons, I mean, the wounds from that 28-3 are still there. It's still a thing. And the wounds from how people felt Michael Vick was treated, whether it's fair or not, all that stuff is there. You know, you go back to the Atlanta Braves with how people felt about how Ron Gant was treated and Dave Justice and so on down the line, or even the Hawks trading Dominique Wilkins. All those things, all those factors all play into why it's really difficult. Because in a city like Atlanta, where there's things to do at night, am I going to spend $200 for tickets to go watch the Falcons on a Sunday? At least $200 if I'm taking a date, whatever, the proverbial $200 date, right? I'm taking a young lady, so it's for decent field seats. You're going to pay about $100, right? $125 maybe. You got to pay $50 to park, depending on where you're parking. Then another $40-$50 in snacks, all right, at the stadium. But that's just how it goes. Or would I rather sit at home with my TV and watch the game there? I can go to the bathroom when I want to. I can eat what I want to. And if they're not good, I can turn them off and go outside because the weather's still nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.